This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Yisai. So we're learning a very important sugya, a very basic sugya. Today's shiur is sponsored by Rav Moshe Klein, Leila Nishnas, his mother-in-law,
Rachel
Breindel Bas, Malka Nesham Shavaliya, V'yomel Tzioshu V'hal Mishpacha, Abi Eskal Tzadak. Okay, so the sugya we're going to be learning is Pru Ravu. Don't get scared by the sheets. We're only doing a small pocket of this. And that is where I call this the most interesting man in the world. You know, now they have this, they dubbed the most interesting man in the world. I like to say the most interesting man in the world is a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin. You know, he's the most interesting man in the world. There are all kinds of very interesting sugyas about the Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin. One of them is, who could he marry? So Gemara says he can't marry anybody. Why? Because, says the Gemara, he can't marry a regular Jewish woman because he's a Chatzi Eved. So half of the Jewish woman cannot marry the half Eved Shabbai. He can't marry a Shifcha Kananis because he's half a Jew. So the Gemara says, so maybe you should be batel, maybe you shouldn't get married. The Gemara says that's not a possibility because the world was created for Pru Uravu. Right? Actually, the Gemara cites the pasuk in Yeshaya, Laisayu Bara, Lasheves Yitzara. So we free him, they take an oilam, otherwise he's not going to have anybody to marry. So the question I want to discuss today is, we know the mitzvah Pru Uravu is one boy and one girl. That's how we paskin, like Shitas Beis Hillel, yeah? Shitas Beis Hillel is one boy and one girl. According to Beis Shammai, it's two boys. Lamaisa the Yushalmi says that Beis Hillel would be maskim to Beis Shammai, either or. You hear? The Yushalmi says Beis Hillel says either two boys or a boy and a girl. Well, we paskin like the Bavli, one boy and one girl. Beyond that, it's a very big mitzvah. It's the biggest mitzvah in the Torah. You're even allowed to sell a sefer Torah to have another child.
So you're talking about the kind of the grandchildren also?
No. But you might have to. You might also need the kids to have kids, but if, in other words, but you're not. I don't think you're mekayim through the one boy and one girl. Every additional child, you're mekayim leisayhu baral leshevas yitzar is a mitzvah derabbanan. Fine. Toisus is kach. So here's my shaila today. Is it better to have one boy and one girl immediately? And this way, you're mekayim the mitzvah right away, and your whole life, you're being mekayim the mitzvah of having a boy and a girl. Or is it better to have like 90 boys, and then when you're 119, you finally have a girl, and then you're mekayim the mitzvah? What are you better off doing? So you say, who cares? Because now it's not up to you. Now that's not true, it's not up to you. Nowadays, you could choose. Now it's you could choose. The doctor could choose, if somebody goes for a treatment, are you allowed to choose? That I can't say on camera. That's a big machlokes
haposkim. I'm saying that's bidi. It's the only treatment is bidi.
But I'm just saying, what's the realm?
If you're in the parsh of the treatments, then you can choose.
Okay, so two things. If you're in the parsh of the treatments, then most probably you could choose.
Yeah.
Right? But even if you're not in the parsh, Stam, are you allowed to choose?
Yeah, but you're mechayev to choose.
No, like this. Let's say somebody's not. There's a different shaila. Somebody's not, doesn't need intervention. Are you allowed to intervene to have a specific gender? It's also shaila.
No.
Okay, that's not what the shiur is about.
The question would even be if you were mechayev to do so, because to really be mechayev.
Okay, so there are a lot of.
Would be meaning if you are in the parasha, you'd have to.
No,
if you have the ability to choose, do you have to
intervene just so you can pick the gender to be kind of it?
Okay.
Unless
I'm only bringing in these nafkaminas to make the alumnus more interesting. That's not what today's shir is about. The shir is understanding what is the mitzvah peruva. Okay? So that's the guy. The guy is Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin, and he has nobody marry. So what do we do to the guy? We free him.
So what's the nafkamina of waiting the whole life and doing it right away?
Oh, so like this. If the mitzvah is being the father of a boy and a girl. So if you have a boy and a girl right away, for your whole life, you're a father of a boy and a girl, and you're in the mitzvah the whole life. If the mitzvah is trying to have a boy and a girl, then the longer it takes, the more mitzvahs you get.
When is it a mitzvah to try to have a boy and a girl?
What is a mitzvah? That also we can't talk about it, right? What do you mean, what's a...
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Once you have the boy and the girl, you're creating the mitzvah every day thereafter.
Possibly.
Or only the mitzvah is up until the point that you have it, and the mitzvah is over.
Well, what's the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah the attempt?
That you've done it, and therefore now you have that mitzvah every day.
Is it like bris milah that I have a bris milah? I have a boy and a girl.
So is it the act or is it the result?
Yeah.
That's the question.
Yeah. That's
are
part.
Are we yotzi? Is it after you have the boy and girl that you're actually yotzi, or is it the entire time being
trying? Right. That's what. That
yeah. That's the question. Okay. Fine. So let's start with Tosfos. Tosfos on Beis Amabez. Tosfos asks, why do we have to free this guy? Why don't we use the simple phenomenon called Asei Doi Chalois Asei? Let the mitzvah Asei of Puruvu come along. Ve'lidchi lav delo yekadesh. We say she can't marry a shivcha because the shivcha is not Jewish, and if you marry a non-Jew, you're over the lav of lo yekadesh. So why don't we say Asei Doicha Lois Asei Ve'lesi Asei delo shavas yitzara Ve'lidchi lav delo yekadesh. Asei Doicha Lois Asei. Okay? Got it? Simple enough question. Tosis answers, if you want a Gemara, that we only say Asei Doicha Lois Asei, take a look at it inside, third Tosfos, Beis Amabez. Tosfos says, we only say Asei Doicha Lois Asei if there's no way to be Mekayim the Asei without violating the Lav. But here, you could be Mekayim the Asei without violating the Lav. Free the Eved! Meaning you have no right to have the Asei push off the Lav of living with a Goya. Free the guy and let him marry a Jewish woman. Yeah? Beis Amabez. Third Tosfos, Masechta Chagiga, Talmud Bavli. Okay? So.
This week's answer.
Yeah. So that's Tosfos Kash. Asei Doicha Lois Asei. The answer is we only say Asei Doicha Lois Asei if there's no other way to fulfill the Asei without violating the Lav. But here you could fulfill the Asei without violating the Lav. Free the guy and let him marry a regular Jewish woman. That's the first answer of Tosfos. Second answer of Tosfos. Okay? Listen to this carefully. We only say Asei Doicha Lois Asei when the Asei and the Lav happen simultaneously. But here, the Asei and the Lav do not happen simultaneously. Why? Look at Tosfos' answer. Inami, Deloy Asi Asei V'Doicha Lois Asei, Ela Kugoyin Mila B'Tzaras. We know you're not a cut off a Nega Tzaras. But what if the Nega Tzaras is on the Makom HaMila? So we say Asei of Mila pushes off the Lav of not cutting off a Baharas. Okay? So it's happening simultaneously. Simultaneous to the cutting off the Baharas, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah of Mila. So since it happened simultaneously, what? No, but at 2 days old, it spoke Lashon Hara. So let's say...
How do you get
to rest?
It's an academic
question.
What?
It's an academic question.
It's not a baby.
No, Lashon Hara is not the only... Maybe the father spoke Lashon Hara.
Who didn't get a bris until they're older? They were Ger.
Okay, if that makes you happy. Yeah. You could get Saras as a baby. There are many Averis who get Saras, and Stam, you could get Saras. That's the case, okay? Says the Gemara. So there we say Asei Doicha Lois Asei to be idna de meyaker lav mekayim asei frek toisus. That's a aval hacha mishas hara overlay belav. At what point in time does a person violate a lav by living with a goya? On the initial contact of the bia, not penetration, but the initial contact of the zachrus to the nakras. In other words, the hara is the contact of the two Evarim, that's when you violate the lav of Lo Yekadesh. But the Asei of Pru Revu, you're not Mekayim until when? Gemar Habia, full penetration. So it's not happening simultaneously. The lav you incur in the initial contact, and the Asei you don't fulfill until a full Maisa. So therefore, what's Tosfos saying? What is the mitzvah of Pru Revu? A full Maisa Bia, a full act of Bia, which is a complete penetration. Until then, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah Puravu. At that point, you're Mekayim Puravu. That's also an interesting thing. At that point, you're Mekayim Puravu. What, the kid's going to be born on the spot? That's a new technology, right?
Because you're doing your Rishat, the rest of it is after you anyway.
So Tosfos clearly seems to be learning that the mitzvah Puravu is the Bia. Because if the mitzvah was 9 months later when the kid is born, Tosfos should have said, it doesn't happen be'idnei, because the lav you incur upon the contact of the organs, and the asei you don't fulfill until 9 months later, or years later when you have a boy and a girl. But Tosfos says, no, the asei you're mekayim by bia gemura. That's Tosfos. Okay? Comes the Shagas Aryeh. This is Alam Neshesugya, okay? A very simple case. Gemara and Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, let's say you have somebody who's a blithering fool. A shaita. Yeah? I'm sure you could think of someone, okay? A shaita. He's a shaita. He's clinically imbecile. He's a clinical imbecile. He comes in and out of sanity. In and out. He's itim cholim, itim shaita. Sometimes he's healthy, sometimes he's crazy. What? Today we have names for these things, right? Today we and medication for them. But back in the day, right? Itim cholim, itim shayta. Sometimes he's sane, sometimes he's insane. The Gemara says, let's say he ate matzah when he was insane. He ate it. And then he was insane. And then he popped a pill, and he became sane. And now, as a sane person, the matzah is in his digestive system. Is he yotze the mitzvah? Is he not yotze the mitzvah? The Gemara says, no, you're not yotze the mitzvah. Why? Because at the time you were mekayim the mitzvah, you were a shoyta. So you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Okay? Fine. Next case. You have Jack and Jill. They're both Gentiles. They have 10 boys and 10 girls. Right? So they have enough kids. They both convert. The Mekayim, the Mitzvah Peruvu, or they have to start over?
Start over.
Do they convert all their kids also?
To Machlokas, yeah. So Gemara Nivama says...
Do they convert all their kids too?
No, yes, no, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They have 10 kids, they're the father of 20 children, but now that... So Reish Lakish says, no, they don't get the Mitzvah, because their kids are not related to them. Gershon is Gayer, technically the father can marry his daughter, and the mother can marry her son. But Rabbi Yochanan says, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah. Why? Because you have children. You have children. I have children.
He's actually right. If they're Gayim, the purpose of the Mitzvah. Then according to Reish Lakish, how could you even be Mekayim the Mitzvah?
No, Reish Lakish says you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah.
Sorry, another sheet there. If none of them convert with you...
I have children. It doesn't say you have to have Jewish children. It says I have to have Jewish children.
Behind the Mitzvah.
The Ruvu is...
Yeah,
okay.
No, one second.
Yes,
but we know the Gemara in Sanhedrin that any mitzvah that was said before and was not repeated later correct. Is only to Jews and not to Goyim. So Goyim have no mitzvah peruvu.
It's a Baib Shver. If they're all Goyim.
No, because the mitzvah is to have children. There's no mitzvah to have Jewish children.
Possibly.
So the nachamim would be if there's a man who marries a non-Jewish woman. And he has children, and they're not Jewish. Does he fulfill the mitzvah peruvu?
You would think, right?
I'm saying that doesn't make sense. So if
there's a guy who marries a non ashiksa, and he has a boy and a girl, has he been mekayim peruvu?
That's you would think.
It's a very contemporary case.
Because doesn't the whole mitzvah peruvu stem from the fact? Nah,
maybe it's mitzvah baba vera, maybe not. Okay. By the way, this discussion is sort of outside of the topic. Apparently, the mitzvah is not necessarily to have Jewish children; it's to have children. Rabbi Yochanan says you're mekayim in the mitzvah because you have children.
But once he converts the kids, then they are considered his children. Correct.
What?
Tyson is saying that the mitzvah is the bee itself.
Right.
He has bee his whole life. He never has children. So how you never.
So one second. So one second. Well, say the kasha. Again, the Gemara says that if somebody had children when they were a goy and they converted, you're mekayim the mitzvah. So one second. If the mitzvah peruvu is the ma'isabiyah, and we know that the Gemara says that if you eat matzah as a shoita, even if later on you're filled as a healthy person, you're not mekayim the mitzvah because you did the mitzvah at a time that you're ena bachiyuva. So this guy, if the mitzvah is the bia, he did the bia as a goy. He never did the ma'isa mitzvah as a bar chiyuva, so he should have to start all over again.
What? The context of him being married. If he ever had bia before he went while he was a guy, according to this shita, Tyson's shita, he's mekayim the mitzvah. After he converted.
No, that's a separate thing. You want to know if somebody has kids and they weren't married, you're mekayim puravu, maybe.
Point to places the Isa Bia is the mitzvah of Peru.
Correct.
So then we don't have to worry whether he had kids or not while he was a guy.
You don't have to worry about kids.
So obviously Tosis holds you have to have kids.
The Tosis holds the mitzvah is
the mitzvah is the bia, but you don't get it until you have the kid.
The mitzvah is not the bia. The mitzvah is peruvu. The way to be mekayim in the mitzvah, Tosis is saying, is with the bia.
Ultimately, you have to see.
Not the mitzvah is not the bia.
If you convert
and your kids don't convert,
and you try your best,
then you don't have kids.
One second. Time out. That Rabbi Yochanan says, if you have kids as a guy and then you convert, you're mekayim the mitzvah. The question is, if the mitzvah is...
Your kids are not considered your kids if they're goyim and you're a Jew.
Who said they have to be considered? They're my kids. I brought them in the world.
Did I do the mitzvah?
Rabbi Yochanan holds. Rabbi Yochanan paskins.
Is there a way if you don't do any bia, you can still be mekayim the mitzvah peruvu? Let's say today you're not doing the ma'isa of bia, but you can still have a kid. So you're mekayim the mitzvah. Tyson is not saying that the mitzvah itself
yes, he is
active.
Yes, he is
no,
saying
that's the way to be mekayim the mitzvah.
Yeah,
that's the what do we say? The vehicle in which you're mekayim.
That's how you do the mitzvah.
Yeah, you don't need it. You don't. You can have kids without having any beer.
So like in vitro fertilization.
What's the problem? Yeah, exactly.
Do the mitzvah.
You had kids, so you're not Makabi Tyson's gonna have
if I right? paid the money and I had some laboratory take care of it, am I Makayim? Yeah.
You put it, you're not Makayim the Mitzvah Peruvu?
Yeah, you are. I would say you are.
Why? What we're saying now, if we're learning Tysus that way, the whole mitzvah.
Tysus is learning that the mitzvah of Peruvu is the attempt to produce a child. That's how Tosa.
So paying, but now you give a check to the doctor to say make a baby for me. Then you're making the mitzvah approval right there. We'll feed the Tosas. We'll feed that shot.
That's a question.
Your act of
maybe again. That's outside of the share. That's outside the share. That's outside the share.
We're not saying. Meaning we're,
1 second. Time out. No. Quiet. Too many hypotheticals. Let's just get one thing straight. Tosas says that the mitzvah approval is the Gemara Bia. Okay, that's what Tosas says. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan paskins that if you have kids as a guy and then you convert, you're mekayim the mitzvah. Why? Because at the end of the day, I am the father of children. The question we're asking is, a very specific question, is we learn from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that if someone ate matzah as a eina bar chiyuva and then became a bar chiyuva, they did not do the mitzvah. So likewise, if the mitzvah is the bia, if you did the bia as a guy, when you're eina bar chiyuva, very nice, I have children, but I didn't do the mitzvah. The same way, if I'm a mashiach, Shugana when I ate the matzah, but now I'm full, I'm not yotze to the mitzvah. If I'm a goy when I did the bia, it's not good, it should not be an effective way to be mekayim the mitzvah because I did the mitzvah as a ina bar chiyuva. And according to that, you would not be yotze to the mitzvah.
Okay. So can I end for the teretz? Like,
yeah, you want to answer the teretz? Fine.
Because the mitzvah by matzah is the achilas matzah. Our mitzvah is achilas matzah. The mitzvah is to actually eat it.
Okay, but.
So what's the mitzvah of Ruru?
But we just proved from Tosfos.
But it's not the act, is what we're saying.
But Tosfos says it's the act.
However that is.
No.
According to
Tosfos,
it is the act.
So now you want to extend that the act might not be the actual act of what is halachic bia, but also any way to bring to fuse the zera with the bea. Yeah, that's also an act.
You're just saying the only way to be mekayin in the mitzvah is through this act. So it becomes a mitzvah.
Right.
Bia
since the only way
but
to get
the
it,
the actual mitzvah. The mitzvah doesn't say because Rosen said nah.
Right.
There's a reason.
Okay. But according to Tosfos, the mitzvah is the act of somehow fusing together the zera with the beah. Now, if you could scientifically reproduce that in a laboratory, that's also a mitzvah.
Okay. So ask you with the question of the gear.
What if somebody doesn't have the ability to ingest through his mouth? Right. Eats matzah through a tube or something, some other way that it goes directly to his belly without going into his mouth. Is that considered achilas matzah?
No, because it's not considered achila.
Achila has to be.
Yes.
We've defined it in some place as it goes to the mouth.
Yes.
So we've never defined bia or peruvu.
Well, Tosfos is defining it as
that. Yeah, Tosfos is defining that.
It's not the same thing when you're the person who's Megayer.
But your alternative is not. It's a good question, but it's not. It's outside the scope of the shir. Because our question is either is it the act of bia. Or is it the result of having children?
The Gemara, the Tosfos hold, they'll never be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Meaning, there's not even a question.
The question is, according to Tosfos, that the Mitzvah is the act, what's Pshan Rabbi Yochanan, that after you convert, you're still Mekayim the Mitzvah, but you did the act of an Eina Baruch Yuva. That's the Kasha of the Shagas Aryeh. The Shtaka Kasha. Finished.
We have to stay in our lanes.
Yeah? Yeah.
The shit can go so many different
Yeah, fine. That's it's a good question, but we'll... Fine. No, this is not a bar mitzvah pshato. I give a sometimes Thursday night a lamda shashir in a masifta in Chavetz Chaim. This is not one of the okay. In the koil I've done it. Yeah. No, I've done them on okay. Fine. So the Minchas Chinuch comes along and says as follows. Okay, you don't need the sheet. What's the halacha if someone has a boy and a girl and Chas V'Shalom the boy and the girl die? No. What's halacha? You mekayim the mitzvah, you don't have mekayim the mitzvah.
Everybody dies eventually. So.
No, but you
If they die before, you're still alive to be able to be Tosfos, you would have been
not mekayim the mitzvah. I'll bring you a right from Sechus Kedushin. We are Bas Koyen, who marries the Yisrael and has children with the Yisrael.
Yeah.
She cannot, and then her husband dies. As long as the children are alive, she can't go back to her father's house to
right.
Truma.
But once they die, she can go back.
Correct. That's
so
true.
So we see that the death has to show of one of the son of children can affect somebody's halachic status.
Okay, good. True. True. Ooh. But... Lamaisa, it's a beferish Gemara. The Gemara says, if someone had children, they die, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. So ask them in Cheschinuch, what do we learn from that? If the mitzvah is the attempt to have children, and here, not only was it an attempt, but the attempt was successful, so who cares if the result ended up not being a solid result? So says the Minchas Chinuch, you learn from the Gemara that if the kids die, you're not mekayim the mitzvah, that the mitzvah is having a boy and a girl. Being able to stand up and say, I am the father of a boy and a girl. That's the mitzvah. Now, according to the first shita, that the mitzvah is the bia, so the longer it takes you, you go up to Shemayim and they'll say, oh, you try 5,000 times, you get 5,000 mitzvahs. So it's better for you not, it's better to have, you know, 9 girls and 1 boy, 9 boys and 1 girl, whatever. But according to Minchas Chinuch, the mitzvah is to be the father of a boy and a girl. So then if you have the boy and the girl right away, your whole life, I'm the father of a boy and a girl.
So
that's then the Minchas Chinuch says.
Yeah, I was arguing on that.
No, then the Minchas Chinuch says, based on, now, why do you have to say this? You have to say the mitzvah is to be the father of. Because otherwise, why when somebody eats the matzah as a meshugana and then he becomes healthy, you're not yotze the mitzvah? But why would Rabbi Yochanan say that if you had children as a guy and then you converted, you're mekayim the mitzvah? Why would you be mekayim the mitzvah? But you did the act as a bar chiyuva. Must be, says Minchas Chinuch, the mitzvah peruvu is being the father of a boy and a girl. Meaning Minchas Chinuch brings two rayas, that the mitzvah is not the act, the mitzvah is being the father of. Raya number one is the fact that if the kids die, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. If the mitzvah was the act, you should still be mekayim the mitzvah. And raya number two is Rabbi Yochanan, the Shagas Aryeh's question. How else do you answer why, if you had kids as a goy and then you converted, you're mekayim the mitzvah, but you did the mitzvah as a inabar chiyuva? It must be the mitzvah is being the father of, and the mitzvah is the result of being the parent of a boy and a girl. Okay? But the question, Sound Minchas Chinuch says, I have a great answer to Shagas Aryeh's question. The only problem is, what everything I'm saying is against Taisvis. Because Taisvis says, the mitzvah is the Maisa Bia. Says, what could I do? I guess Tosfos is not right. Which obviously means, you know, where I come from, the Minchas Chinuch is not right, right? So basically, what do we have to do? We have to figure out a way how the mitzvah of Puruv is a mitzvah, the Biyah is a mitzvah, and figure out a way to explain the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, why if the Biyah is a mitzvah, you're still Mekayim the mitzvah if you convert, even though you did the mitzvah as a Bar Chiyuva. And you still have to explain why, if the, right, meaning why by matzah where you do the mitzvah, the Shagas Aryeh is kasha. Meaning if you're going to hold like Tosfos, that the mitzvah is the bia, how do you far enfer why if you eat matzah as Einabar Chayuva, you're yoytze, you're not yoytze, and if you did puravu as Einabar Chayuva, you are yoytze. Also you have to explain, if the mitzvah is the maisa bia, why if the kids die, are you not mekayim the mitzvah? So you'll say, like, you need both. The mitzvah is the bia and being the father of. That doesn't really answer anything. That only explains why if the kids die, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. But it doesn't explain why you are mekayim the mitzvah if you did the ma'aseh as a guy and then you converted. In other words, because if you need to do both, that means both have to be extend.
So it's like one long ma'aseh mitzvah. There's another thing, like a long ma'aseh mitzvah, you start as a guy, and you continue as a...
But if it's one long ma'aseh mitzvah, yeah, then you did part of it as a guy, so why are you yotze the mitzvah if you convert? If the ma'aseh is part of the mitzvah, then why do you get the mitzvah if you convert? But you did part of the ma'aseh mitzvah as a inabar chiyuva. Okay? So you ready? Basically, we have a chokehold. On the one hand...
Don't we usually follow how the mitzvah ends?
How the mitzvah ends?
The beginning is meaningless.
Meaning the results of the mitzvah. Yeah. Forget about the mitzvah end of the day.
Here's the chokehold. Here, listen to this.
The result is the matzah.
Once you finish eating, you're done. The mitzvah's finished.
Here's the chokehold. You see from the fact that the kids have to stay alive, you see from the fact that if the kids die, chas v'shalom, you're not making the mitzvah, that the mitzvah is a result. You see from the fact that You see from the fact that that if somebody converts, you're mekayim the mitzvah, that the mitzvah is the result. On the other hand, Tosfos clearly says the mitzvah is the maisa. So what? It's like an impossible. It's like an imponderable. Yeah.
Paradox.
Says Rav Moshe is very pashut. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. He dismisses the minchas chinuch, and he answers the Shagas Aryeh, consistent with Tosfos. You ready for this? Says Rav Moshe, it doesn't make any sense to say like the minchas chinuch. The mitzvah is Hashem gave a person a mitzvah. You know what the mitzvah is? To be the father of a boy and a girl. How could Hashem give a person a mitzvah to do something that you can't do? It's within whose ability is it to be the father of a boy and a girl?
God.
Nobody could. Hashem says, be the father of a boy and a girl. What do you want from me? I tried. I have 90 boys. Help me out, Ribbono Shel Olam. What do you want me to do? How could you define the mitzvah, be the father of a boy and a girl? The mitzvah is the biyah. The mitzvah is the attempt, because that's the only thing that's biyadeinu. So, if the mitzvah is the attempt, but this guy did the mitzvah when he was a guy, and then he converted, so why does he get the mitzvah? You ready for this? The mitzvah is the ma'isa biya. However, when am I putter from the mitzvah? I have to do the mitzvah, I have to try forever and ever and ever and ever and ever? The guy's dead, we have to wake him up to continue to try? You're putter from attempting when you have a boy and a girl. Having a boy and a girl is not the key of my mitzvah. It's a patur. Yes, so now I don't have a patur anymore.
So the ger is not a kind of mitzvah. He's patured from the mitzvah.
Yeah, the reason why... The reason why...
Why? They're not yidden. So it doesn't matter. It's irrelevant.
What? In other words, the mitzvah, like Tosfos says, is the gemar habiyah, because that's the only thing Rav Moshe says that's mustaber to say, that the Rav Moshe is commanding a Jew to make the attempt to have a child. And that attempt is only made the gemar habiyah. So the question is, so why if the children, die, are you chayiv, are you not mekayim the mitzvah? The answer is, the mitzvah is the ma'isa biya. Once you have a boy and a girl, you're patur from the mitzvah. If one of them dies, so the patur is removed, so now I'm chayiv again. A ger like this.
So that means according to this, if a person has a boy and a girl and he continues to have children, he keeps getting more mitzvahs.
Yeah, we already said that.
No, because if he was Mekayim...
He's putter and he's still doing it. He's going...
No, because he was putter. Now he's putter.
So
he still gets a mitzvah for doing it.
He still gets a mitzvah.
What mitzvah?
What? Oh,
he's not a bar fiyu.
He's like Eina Mitzvah Vaisa.
Yeah.
He's Eina Mitzvah Vaisa.
Now
anyway, you get it. Sure, it's for sure a mitzvah. It's for sure Lo Yisoyu Bara. It's a mitzvah Drabanan. But you don't get the mitzvah Dairaisa Puravu. You're putter from that mitzvah. Maybe you're doing it as an Eina Bar Chiyuva. You become a goy. Legabe Puravu, you become a goy. So now Rav Moshe says, let's see if we have the Lashon. Here, take a look at number 9 very quickly. Tosfos says,
how does that help you? We didn't answer.
So by a ger, here's the thing. The ger has a boy and a girl. Now he converts. So he says, he comes to the Bezin, do I have to have kids? The Bezin says, you don't have to have kids. You're putter from the mitzvah. You have a boy and a girl. It's not the pshat.
They're
so
not his kids, we said.
No, that's stamna. No, they don't have to be your kids. I brought them into the world.
Wasn't the original question, which one is better? To wait longer, to be fulfilling the mitzvah
so that,
each time it's
right. So according to Rav Moshe, where the mitzvah is to attempt, it's better if it takes longer.
Right.
The longer it takes, the better, because every attempt that's geared to trying to fulfill is another mitzvah. According to Minchas Chinuch, it's better to do it right away. It seems like Rav Moshe, the way it seems to me, he got his approach is like so lightning.
Why
you know?
Does it have to be better or worse? It just, it's like according to everybody, it's not in your hands. So you just,
I'm just saying better or worse. Not better. It's just a cute way of saying.
It's
over.
Putter, you're no longer not putter. You're just no longer getting the mitzvah.
You're putter from the mitzvah.
You ate the matzah.
There was an earlier
shabbos. Right. Exactly. You ate the matzah. Once you ate the kazayas matzah, you have to eat again. I don't have to eat again. I'm not doing anything.
It's a shaila. Once you eat kazayas matzah and you continue eating matzah, you still get a mitzvah.
Not that mitzvah. You might get it. Might be a mitzvah every kazayas that you ingest. Might be another mitzvah. But the mitzvah of kazayas achila below Pesach, I did already.
The bigger the mitzvah.
I did already. Okay.
You did that when you were in a
Jew. By the way, Rav Moshe, let's read it very quickly. Number 9, okay? Hayuloy banim biyosei akum and esgaya. Rav Yochanan kim peravu biyavamis avsan levis again b'shulchan aruch siman aleph siv zayin. Av shabiyosei akum lohi mechuv shik shal zeh atureyev and the turban asks me hada achamatzah biyosei shoyta lo yatzav and mishtatva tzorach lechamatzah ches the shagasari's kasha is why if I eat matzah as a meshugana and then I'm not mekayim the mitzvah. So also if I had kids as a guy I should not be mekayim the mitzvah. So minchas chinuch says the mitzvahs peravu eina al maisa ela havayas habanim. Being the father of children, the chinim meisu lakim peravu. Right now, the nafkamina would be. By the way, your question. Let's say a kid, you had a child in a bathtub. Right, the Gemara discusses that Ben Sira was born in a bathtub. So, according to Minchas Chinuch, in vitro fertilization and in a bath in a bathtub, you're yotze. According to Tosfos, maybe no.
You're potter.
No, according to Minchas Chinuch, you're yotze. According to Rav Moshe, could be your potter. There's a difference.
Right.
Okay, says Rav Moshe, Lani, correct. Yeah. Meaning you're going to get reward for that particular mitzvah. So according to Rav Moshe, maybe not for that mitzvah. I'm not chayiv to do that particular mitzvah. Lani is daiti, yesh letarz bepshitos. Da'av shaloi mistaber loimer ka minchas chinuch. Sha'a mitzvah loi tiyala maisa. It's not mistaber to say like the minchas chinuch, that the mitzvah is not in the maisa. Avala Maisa Shinatstave Bapru Ravu Eina Hoiledes Habonim Deze Eina Biyadai. You can't say the mitzvah is being the father of children, that's not biyadai. The mitzvah is only to make the attempt. Now, says Rav Moshe, I'm going to say it outside, an amazing raya. The Mishnah in Yevama says, ready for this? Actually it's number 12. No, it's not here. The Mishnah says like this. Kama banim mechuyev adam lahaylad. How many children does a person have to have? Does it say that? It never says that. It never says kama banim mechuyev lahaylad. The Mishnah says lo yevatel adam mipuri of erivya ela imkain yesh leibanim. Doesn't say you have to have a boy and a girl. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to have a boy and a girl. It's not up to you to have a boy and a girl. You have to try. How many? Right. Listen to Lashon of the Mishnah. The Lashon of the Mishnah is
Lo Yevatel
Elam Kem Yesh Leibanim. It's like a raya to Ramosha. That's because Ramosha brings the raya. That's Ramosha's raya. Yeah. The Lashon of the Mishnah, it doesn't say anywhere you need to have children. It just says you can't stop until you have them.
The Lashon of exemption.
It's a ptur.
That's a good.
It's a ptur. Right. It's a ptur. So basically, there are three ways. You turn it off.
No.
There are three ways to do it. There are three ways to do it. The Pashup Shad and Toysus is the mitzvah is the Maisa. Just so the mitzvah is the Maisa. And the Kasha then is, but why if a goy did the Maisa as a goy and then converted, is he Mekayim the mitzvah? So then Minchas Chinuch said the mitzvah is having children. And therefore, if they die, I don't have them. Therefore, if I converted, I do have them at the end of the day. But we asked the Minchas Chinuch, that's against Toysus. So Rav Moshe's revolutionary understanding is the mitzvah is the Maisa. Having them is the exemption. Yeah? Shkoyach, everyone. Have a good day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.